time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Fire Chief for the City of Price, Fitz Peterson. We're going to be talking about fireworks, fire restrictions, all of that good stuff. And, you know, the one thing that we were just talking about, it's kind of strange, but yes, you will. You go out and you can buy fireworks. You can't light them off. Where are you going to put them? We need to talk about that, too, because that's almost as important as the fireworks themselves. Fitz, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
I enjoy being here. You know that, and it's good to see you personally.
It is always good when you can come in and we can talk about this stuff, because every time Fitz comes in, it's important stuff that people need to know.
You've been very good to the city.
And I think we need to talk, first and foremost, the question that I just asked. There's nowhere in Price City that you can light off fireworks in the city limits, correct?
That is correct. So when we first started discussing this about the unique season, this was before the major fires, we were working on that to designate areas that would be safer and definitely zone places where you couldn't fire. As a matter of fact, that map's still out there. Once the big fire started, the two, Benyon Creek and, of course, Bear Fire, that changed everything. And the weather has gotten repeatedly worse when it came to our drought conditions, and so that changed everything. So for the city of Price and the other cities in the county that I'm aware of, there is no designated areas yet. That could change, but it would take an act of voting that I am not aware of that is being done. So I can say right now there is no place in Price.
Okay, and the question remains, too, is that I think we need to go back and kind of hit home on that one. You guys were looking at places to designate for fireworks. You were even questioning the International Day's fireworks before the bear fire started. Is that correct? Is
That's
that
correct.
What I'm hearing?
So we had I had made the suggestion to my council that we re-examine fireworks on International Days because of the drought and what was ahead of us. And where we fired them off on Wood Hill was it's a very unique place. It's great to view those, but not so much for fire danger. So we addressed that, and that was being changed where we were going to drop that. It was right after that we started looking at restricted areas and designated areas for the 4th. Then the Bear Fire backed up after the Benyon Creek Fire, and boy, we've had offshoots of those two fires locally that had got our attention that led us to where we are today.
And you guys even had one. It wasn't really, maybe a lot of people didn't hear about it, but there was one that very easily could have got out of hand out by the airport.
That was one of my bigger concerns. We got out there, and it's being investigated under suspicious conditions. We have no indications that it was lightning, but it's being investigated. So I'll leave it at that. But that was left to be reported by a citizen driving by. Easily could have turned into something because we had gusts of wind out there about 40 miles an hour and sustained winds about 20. And all the fuel that it needed to create a brand new condition, and that to me was very severe. And the people that took care of it, because it was BLM land, they did a wonderful job to keep that to 3 acres. And every fire starts below that and gets bigger. So I was very happy about that outcome. I was truly concerned about that.
And I guess one question that I would ask, too, is do you think that some people or some citizens of the area and the county and that, do they even – sometimes it seems like they don't realize what's going on out there and how dry it really is. Let's ask you, you've been a fireman for how many years?
30 years.
Have you ever seen anything like it, this, as far as dry as it is?
No, and I've only been a chief for less than 2 years, as you know, but I've always been in a position, a supervisory position, where we could make our recommendations forward. And I have never, in my tenure as a supervisor, so that's over 20 years, made a recommendation to anyone in that chain that would suggest that we need to do restrictions other than specific areas that were unique to the wilderness, butted up against the urban interface is what we would call it. So I've never made that recommendation. And as a matter of fact, I didn't think until after the Bear Fire that I would ever make that recommendation in Price. And here we are. So it was unique to me. It's not new, but it's unique to us. In my last job, we always just had designated areas that were off limits, and that didn't work. It never works.
Right.
It never has worked, but that's the job. And so you know that.
And I think that was a question that was brought up at the city council meeting as far as, you know, designated space just to allow someone to light off fireworks in that area. And as you said, really, it's very difficult to enforce that. If you're going to tell people you can light fireworks off there but not at their home, it's very hard to enforce that kind of a thing. Plus, as you and I were just talking about, it kind of pins you to one location, doesn't it?
It could be. For example, if we designate an area and tell a group of citizens that we're going to be there to help keep you safe, and then I have an incident, and that truck, what do I do with that truck? Do I keep that crew out of the fight? Do I keep that crew committed to our commitment? It's a tough situation. I'm telling you as a planner for what we have ahead of us, I need my personnel available to me where we decide that the priorities are. And last year we went to, I think, 8 calls back-to-back nonstop. We had calls going on while we were on calls, so which is very common for that. And so what I thought was a great idea pre-bear became a huge concern of mine, where I started an email that said this is something that we probably should eliminate after the bear fire.
Okay, so we've got that no fireworks in Price City, and that ordinance, like you said, stays in effect until November 1st. They can go back and change it if something were to happen.
Yeah, if our weather gets wonderful, we're gonna revisit that.
But it'll stay until November 1st. Now, there are people out there that are buying fireworks.
Yes, sir.
And the one thing that you brought up that, like I said, nobody really thinks of, where is a safe place to store fireworks?
I'm very concerned with that. Another thing that has happened in my tenure as a paramedic and a firefighter is children getting a hold of things like that were legitimately, in those parents' minds, put away where they wouldn't find them, and children are going to use them unsupervised, and it's going to result in injuries. That's the potential. I would suggest that there has to be somewhere safe where children don't have access to that, and only the individual that owns that home could say where that spot is. So I would be very leery. I've always given the advice in the past 30 years, don't buy and store. Buy to use, because storage with small children is an opportunity and a danger. So that's very concerning. And I know all this information is very difficult and almost contradicts itself.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the one thing too. It's not falling on deaf ears. Everybody, you know, the city council, they know that you want to get out and have a good time and enjoy yourselves and gather and things like that. But you know what? It's just not safe right now.
I do want to say this though. I have had people stop me and talk to me and call me and stop at the station. Some have brought up some great points, nothing that we hadn't considered. But overall, we are in a difficult situation. Made a judgment call that people would not necessarily like, and yet people in the community are rallying around the decision. Okay, the decision's been made. Let's make this place safe for the next 30 days, and I feel pretty good about that. It's been a very optimistic discussion with most of the citizens, not all, but most of the citizens that have contacted me, and I feel pretty good about that.
All right, Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, it's always great when you can come in and talk with us. I appreciate it, and thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate what you do for our community. These are very helpful.
You as well. We're going to let you get out there and keep everybody safe. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.